Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. Our next guests are here to talk about the Haven House and also a rally on Tuesday and the Year of Empathy. Welcome to the show, Jenny Brown and Julie Douglas. It's nice to have you both here.
Hi, Scott.
All right. So, Julie Douglas, Executive Director of Haven House, why don't we start with you? In case people don't know what the Haven House is, can you give us a short description?
Haven House is a recovery home for women coming out of prison or formerly incarcerated women. We offer reentry services as well as recovery supports and reunification with children, that kind of stuff.
Okay. Jenny Brown, you are the resident manager out at Haven House.
I am.
Take us into a day in the life at Haven House. What's it like? May I ask how long you've been there?
I have been there since June 2018.
All right. And
I started there as a resident and went for my mandatory 6 months per parole. And I have done it. They have a guideline and a structure that you have to follow, which is going to meetings, attending meetings, reaching out when possible, making your appointments, whether they be mental health or a doctor or any other kind of outreach help that they get, like
job services,
resume class writings, job searches, with just within different organizations. And when I went there, I was already employed full time. And so I was thinking that, oh, the hard part is over, and it's not. The hard part was actually getting full into recovery instead of just being sober.
And so you are a person who was incarcerated, is that right?
Correct.
Can you explain what that was like to come from prison into a home with supports like that?
It is quite a difference from being in Lemon Creek. I've probably been in and out of jail for the last 9 years. And I would go from being incarcerated to the halfway house, to the community, like a big circle. And never once had I realized that this could be the one step that I needed to reintegrate back into the community to be a productive member instead of just coming and going. And it took me all of maybe 7 years before I was like, you know what, it's time to stop.
In that cycle of recidivism?
Right.
And now you said June, right? So about month eight?
July. Yeah. I went in July. And so I did my mandatory 6 months per parole and then had become the resident manager for Haven House.
Okay. A minute ago, you mentioned that, life at the Haven House is much different from Lemon Creek, and it sort of seems like maybe a good segue into Year of Empathy. Julie, you want to outline what that is for us? And we can always come back to Haven House as well if we want to.
Yep. The Year of Empathy is a national day of action to generate empathy on a massive scale for millions of Americans impacted by the criminal justice system. In partnership with our network of criminal justice reform organizations in all 50 states, uplifting the stories of those who have been impacted by the criminal justice system. And what it really is humanizing people that are coming out of jail, humanizing people in jail to be treated, just some of their basic needs being met. There's always women and their products, and that seems to be something that they can't get, or they get very little of feminine products, not enough. And that's not fair. That is a basic human need that should be addressed.
Yeah. Jenny, can you tell us a little bit more about what affected you negatively when you were inside?
I think it's because it's being a woman in a man's prison that you don't hardly get any movements, because there's always men going to classes. There's men going to their jobs. There's always going to be men in the hallway. And for certain instances, they have had to lock down the facility more so that they can't have women in the hallway with men. Different things have happened in there. And it's for our safety as well as theirs, but which also makes it hard for us, because then we're on lockdown for 24/7 sometimes. Like, it's to the point where we no longer have eaten in the cafeteria, that we all eat in the dorm rooms. Like, they bring serving trays. So not only do you eat where you sleep, but it's also where you shower and use the bathroom. So it's always the hardest thing. So it's not only in the one dorm anymore. It goes from the one dorm to the tent.
Yeah. And when the women move, they have to walk by big windows, big rooms just filled with men. And, you know, the cat calls and all. It's just – it's awful.
It's everything.
Awful.
It's like a fishbowl, almost like a meat mm-hmm. market. Like you're parading down the hallway to go to the gym and you pass down all of these dorms that have people that have been in there for years and years and years and years. And then people that have just come in there. So and then you have to decide, you know what I mean? You have to decide if you really want to walk down the hallway to go to get exercise.
You mentioned that Lemon Creek is a prison designed for men?
Correct.
Got it.
It's supposed to be a holding cell, a holding place for women, a pretrial. So as soon as somebody gets sentenced and they have enough time, then they get sent to Highland, which is up in Anchorage or outside of Anchorage in Eagle River. So until then, you have to wait and you have to stay there.
You mentioned part of the Year of Empathy is about humanization. I think it's pretty obvious, but speak to why we should treat people who are incarcerated with respect.
Because they're our brothers, our sisters, our family, our friends. They are the community members. And when they come out, it's really hard to find work. It's hard to find jobs. It's hard to find a place to live with the label of being a felon or just having a criminal history. And that inhibits them from moving forward in their lives and being a productive member of our society, which is should be the goal. And
right, because I myself have four felonies and I still landed a good job, but I had to really work my butt off to get to that spot and I had to really decide if that's what I wanted to do. But in the same retrospect, you have people that have a hard time finding housing, a hard time finding employment because they've been inside so long that there's a barrier. And people will look at you and be like, well, no, they've been in jail. They're not to be trusted. And they treat all of us like that. So it's hard when you want to come out and be a productive member of society and then you have all the other people that are judging you from the start before they even meet you.
Okay. I think in our state right now, it's really important. Where the new administration has made so many cuts to our prison population and taken away services such as treatment or counseling and that kind of stuff, so that they're just warehousing people now. They're just – that's all. There's no I can't think
education.
Of the word. Yeah, there's no education. There's no moving forward for them in there either. There's,
treatment.
Yeah, treatment.
There's no structurization to be
rehabilitation.
Like, okay,
there's no rehabilitation going on. And with everybody that wants to cut – you know, be so strong and cut crime down – one of the reasons why SB 91 didn't work is because they didn't follow through on the second half, which was treatment, which was recovery homes, which was reentry services. And that's – so without those things, people do. They just keep going back in a circle and getting in trouble again.
If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Julie Douglas and Jenny Brown of the Haven House here in Juneau. We're talking about the Year of Empathy. And also a rally on Tuesday at noon, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You've alluded to a few things that you're going to be asking for or focusing mm-hmm. on in this rally. Can you highlight some more, please?
I think a lot of the things is just to be known as to be as equal as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Because no one person is the same as another, but we can all look at each other kindly and be like, hey, you know, to be an outreach or a helping hand, not just to shun people away.
And the aftercare treatment and reentry services, that's really important. You know, at Haven House, we've had 34 residents and only two have recidivized. Only two have new charges. And that's a pretty good number considering how many people were in that vicious cycle, you know, with just the support of people.
And did you mention that before we went on air that there's maybe a man's version of Haven House?
Yes, coming up real soon. I don't know the dates, but it's just went through and got its citywide permitting. So Clinkett and Haida, yeah.
All yeah, right. Central Council.
Mm-hmm.
Talia Ames. Hi, Talia.
Shout out. All right. So Tuesday, tell us about where people – so essentially, is this a justice reform
Correct.
Rally?
Yes.
Where should people go at what time and what should they bring and how should they dress?
Maybe dress warm, weather permitting, as always, because we do live in Alaska and we do live in Juneau. But maybe 5 to 10 minutes before – 12 o'clock, and it's going to be at the Capitol steps right across from the court building. And I believe we have signs.
We have signs. We have a few T-shirts. We got some buttons. Yeah.
And the title is Year of Empathy for
Year
the rally?
Of Empathy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's been really nice talking to you both, as always. Is there anything that we're missing, anything else that you would like to add?
I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
All right. Good luck on Tuesday.
Leave.